It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you were listening to the show last Thursday, we had a girl named Allie on the phone. Mm-hmm. She was calling us because she had an awkward situation going on. She met a guy from Tinder, and he was not a gentleman on their date when they went out at all. Apparently, he was very arrogant, and he got all pouty because she wouldn't sleep with him.
Yes.
Basically, one of the worst dates she's ever been on.
Yeah.
And then after that date, they were doing some hiring at her job, and this guy showed up and put in his application. He has no idea that she works there, but she saw him. And she would have to be this guy's assistant if he was hired. So she obviously did not want him to get the job.
No.
So she came up with a plan to sabotage him. Here's a clip.
I took his resume. This is so bad of me. I took it and I changed it to make him look like an idiot.
Seriously? What did you do to it?
Well, like, I changed the objective to, like, I make hella dough. And
you just make him sound like the biggest douchebag on the planet.
Much.
In his resume?
Yeah, I mean, like he says, he's fluent in Spanish and English, and I wrote spinach instead of Spanish. And,
I'm fluent in spinach.
Okay.
I love it. That's awesome.
No, yeah, it's really funny, but it's got to be illegal to do something like that. That is going to cost you your job.
But she hadn't put the altered resume back in the pile yet, so she was asking our listeners' advice. Should she do that, or should she give the guy a fair shot at the job? We took phone calls. A lot of our listeners were very upset with her, saying that it was terrible, she shouldn't do it. Well, after hours of conversation off the air with myself and producer Boyd, she decided not to do that. She changed the resume back to normal, put it back in the pile.
Good.
But now she's on the phone with us to do an awkward Tuesday phone call because we told her to do that instead.
Which is what we all really wanted in the end.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
What's up, Allie?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay.
So you've had a whole weekend to kind of process everything.
Yeah.
You decided not to do the resume thing, which I think is a good idea because ultimately you probably could have got fired for that if they caught you.
Well, yeah, like you guys talked me out of it anyway, but you know, you're right. It's not just I don't want to ruin his career. I don't want to get fired. I can't afford to get fired.
Yeah.
And it's not the right thing to do. So, you know, I think this is probably a better way to go.
And remind me, how long ago was this date with this guy?
It was about a year ago. I'd say it's been about a year.
Okay, you're holding on to some grudges for a long time,
Allie.
It's
the worst date of her life. I think you'll never forget it.
It's legitimately the worst date I've ever, ever been on.
Yeah.
This guy was just so arrogant. I can't even put it into words. And then I guess the straw that broke the camel's back was, like Jubal said, you know, he got all pouty and like sad that I wouldn't have, you know, relations with him at the end of the night. So I'm concerned about this guy maybe working at my place of business, and I don't want to work for him because that's basically what would be happening.
When we last talked to you on the phone, you said that you'd be willing to do an awkward Tuesday phone call to put him on blast that way instead of ruining his chances at that job. What's your plan for the phone call that you're about to make?
Basically, just want him to be like, you know, I just want to say to him, look, I know you're looking for jobs, and I'm sure there's other places that you've applied, but this, just be a gentleman, and for once, you know, just back off this job, let this one go, because this would be bad. It would be bad for me. It would be really awkward for him, and, you know?
This is hard, because you don't know him that well, so you don't know any of his weak points, right?
Yeah.
And if he's really arrogant, I don't know that he's going to care what you think.
That's a really good point. I really don't want to work with him. And like, if I could get some advice from you guys, like, how should I get my point across to him? Like, because when I explain this to him, it's not like he's going to be like, oh, okay. He probably isn't going to understand my point of view. So
maybe not. I don't. If I was applying for a job, if I didn't need the job really, really badly, and it was some sort of situation like that, I'd be like, yeah, I guess I can wait and try to apply somewhere else. Unless he really, really wants that job, then I'd be like, no, screw it. I don't care. Bring on the awkwardness.
Right. So how do I get him to not want the awkwardness? Like, what do I say?
I mean, are you worried at all that you look like the petty one in this situation that can't act professional and forget about personal relationships?
I don't know. I mean, I just think it's just going to be a nightmare for me and maybe even for him. Who knows? Who knows how he feels about me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him at all since your date?
No, gosh, no. No.
Okay.
Like, he's called me, but I never answered the phone. I just wanted nothing to do with him after that night.
How do you think he's going to react when he hears your voice after that long?
I don't know.
Do you think he'll actually remember you?
I mean, I remember him, but you know, obviously for different reasons. But
right.
Well, he was pouty because you wouldn't sleep with him, so maybe he's been harboring that for a long time. Just like, oh, I remember you. Yeah, the one that wouldn't let me do it to her.
I would like to say that was a unique thing from a man, but I've heard that many times.
Probably happened more than once.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea of what he's going to say or how he's going to act, and I'm kind of nervous about it, so.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell this guy to go find a job somewhere else.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.